We're joined right now, speaking of history, by Andrew Kircher from the Port Huron Museums. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Paul.
And congratulations on the new acquisition. Let's talk a little bit about the new vehicle that the museum now has as part of its collection.
Yes, I'm really excited about it. It's been a great summer for that. We have a brand new, well, new to us, trolley. So this is a trolley from the Chance Streetcar Company. Technically, they call it a VS24, but I think everybody's going to be calling it the trolley.
And this is through a partnership with the Blue Water Transit, right?
Yeah, exactly right. So we've worked pretty closely with them for the last few years. In fact, all of this has kind of been in the works since before COVID. So it feels like we've been working on this for about a decade, but really not all that long. We've worked with them for years. One of our most popular summer programs is actually a trolley tour around town with our very own Depot Dave Dazer, our resident Edison expert, who does a really neat tour that involves going through the Thomas Edison Depot, one of our sites, and then a drive through town to look at various sites throughout the city as they relate to Thomas Edison, you know, stores where he worked, places where he lived, other people who had connections to him. Of course, you know, Thomas Edison's our favorite son. He moves away, but his family still stays here. So that trolley tour, which we had done with a driver from Blue Water Transit, sold out every single time we did it all summer. So when things kind of came along, this opportunity, the gears really started turning. Blue Water Transit had an extra trolley, one that they were no longer using. It's a trolley that I think they picked up in 1991, 1992, right around then. It's a diesel trolley, and the rest of their fleet is natural gas. This one was a little bit older, needs a little bit of TLC, a little bit of attention, but one that they were interested in helping us out. We were happy to take that off their hands and give it that TLC so we could use it for all sorts of things, really.
Sure.
We're really excited to use that for additional programming, just like that Edison trolley tour. Well, we decided that's always so popular, we could do more of those. And in fact, over our kind of break, while we were closed because of the coronavirus, we, of course, were doing those tours and still are, our online, our virtual walking tours that have proved to be incredibly popular. And
yeah,
we figure, you know what? That would probably transition to be popular live and in person, just like the Facebook Live. So those are going to be just one of the things we offer. Of course, you know, our sites are available for rentals. I think there was a wedding last weekend. There's going to be a wedding this upcoming weekend at the Light Station grounds. That trolley is going to be a good addition, another tool in our tool belt, as something we can offer to the public when they look at those.
Absolutely, and, because it's a real living history that you're able to show people in the depot and the lighthouse and the Huron Lightship and the Carnegie Center. It's just a great history right there in its natural setting.
Exactly right. And, you know, with the sites being spread out as they are, I think that's another opportunity for us to be able to use the new trolley in some tours, things like that, between our sites as a shuttle for those kinds of special events. So it's, you know, when our board was taking a look at it, we realized this opportunity was too good to pass up, something we really wanted to take on, because it ultimately is another, I keep saying it's a tool in our tool belt, but this is another way for us to be able to fulfill our mission of sharing Blue Water area history, telling Blue Water area stories to both the people here in town and visitors. You know, this summer is going to be a little bit different, but the normal summer, we have visitors from all over the country and all over the world. And we've got a lot of stories we want to share with them.
And I want to ask you what is different other than just maybe, you know, the distance that people are traveling from to visit the Port Huron Museum properties. But, you know, now that we are beginning to sort of emerge from our cocoons, you've reopened in the last few weeks. What will people expect when they visit one of the museum properties? What are you asking from people as they come to visit?
Sure. Well, just like everyone else, you know, we are requiring a mask to visit our sites, and especially at our sites, because places like the lighthouse and the light ship, they're very confined spaces. There isn't really a great way to socially distance when you're the top of a tower. You know, you're going to be up close and personal. But we are taking precautions. We, you know, safety is obviously our number one concern for visitors when they come to our sites. If you don't feel safe, you're not going to be enjoying yourself. You're not going to be learning anything. So we are cutting down on our tour sizes just a little bit. Our hours are actually dropped back a little bit. We're still kind of taking things week by week, but I think we are up to hitting kind of our daily capacity at some of our sites, what we can safely take through on a tour. But our new hours are a little bit different than a normal summer. We're going Wednesday through Sunday from 12 to 4 at all four of our sites. You know, we've increased our cleaning regimen just like everybody else. So, honestly, it's not that far from normalcy, all things considered. I'll get shellac for saying the new normal, because I know everyone says that. But, you know, we're there. You know, aside from that mask, a little bit smaller groups and some stuff behind the scenes that people wouldn't see, it's a great opportunity as people are doing a lot more staycations this summer. People aren't heading out. This is a great opportunity to see the things you have in your own backyard, stuff you might take a bit for granted.
Well, that's fantastic. And now you've got a trolley to go along with it. That trolley, by the way, Andrew, I've seen pictures of this trolley. This is the trolley that for years has had an advertisement on the side for WPHM and what looks like sort of a police sketch of the morning show host. Is that going to stay on the trolley, and what's it going to cost me to keep it there?
It is a wonderful piece of Port Huron history, that's for sure. There's nothing like a gilded picture of Paul Miller. You know, that's if that comes off the trolley, it's going right into the art gallery.
Well, okay, there you go.
It's just gorgeous. So
it's nice to be a piece of history.
Absolutely. Well, I look forward to using the trolley and keeping it a piece of history here in town for many years to come.
Yeah, it just makes so much sense for you guys to have that. I'm so glad that all worked out. Andrew, thanks for your time. We always appreciate it. Great talking to you. I'm sure we'll talk again very soon.
Absolutely. It's nice talking to you in person and not just looking at your nice golden face on the side.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron.